Hello, friends. Greetings from Sagama, where we are having beautiful spring weather in the 70s and partly cloudy. And a couple of days between a little bit of rain here and there and thunderstorms. Okay, well, let me see. That first picture is a little Ainoa. She's I think she's 4 and a half, one of our little girls who came up to show me her children's coloring page that she had colored during the service, and she was some kind of proud of that. She's a little spark. So anyway, I make that page every week and send it out to a number of friends, but also print out some for children who come to church. So, she was kind of happy. And our services went very, very well. I had a good group, beautiful singing. Just the congregational singing is so, so enjoyable to hear. And I preached in the main service. I preached on the wrath of God, which isn't a subject many of our congregation had ever studied before, I don't think. Very few of them, at any rate. And so it was thought-provoking, I think. And we saw how not only is it necessary, it's completely logical and has to be that a God of love is also a God of wrath. So we looked at that and not the most exciting topic in our series about God, but needful just the same. And let me see. I've started this little music group for some of our children. I'm basically just sharing with them YouTube videos on, I think it's solfege in English. Solfege is what we call it in Spanish. It's the language of music, you know, the notes and all of that, so that they can, those who are interested in it, and there are a number who are, can be learning the notes on how music works, the language of music, I guess. And then, Lord willing, some of them will go on to learn instruments and be a part of the services, part of the church in the area of music. So, I'm sorry, obviously the WhatsApp group isn't with the children, it's with the parents, mom or dad, and I'll be sending, and they'll have to let the children use their phone or somehow to see these videos and start learning about music. So I just started that up, and there's a few of the children are pretty excited about that. We're talking 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds. Continue to pray for Walter's situation. The girls are with the Dodgins. They're facing all kinds of issues as the social workers can come at any time to check out the place. They got to go through these interviews in which they have all these questions, you know, that are just loaded with the philosophy of this age, you know, the modern concepts of relativism, you know, and oh my, what a mess. And they're head first into it. They're having to meet with all the school teachers from the girls. They take the girls into school every day. And yeah, it's a huge commitment that they have made. They've understood it's God's will for them to, you know, to take care of these two girls. And we're all praying that the Lord will intervene and fix this situation so Walter can be free, legally completely free, and with his past him, and that all this nonsense that they're doing with the girls can be behind him and they can be brought up. At any rate, God knows how it's going to all work out, but we sure do appreciate your prayers for him, as he can't even see the girls, and he can't be with them, you know, in the Dodgins. So, yeah, it's a mess. A friend of mine, Milton Portugal, is in Barcelona. I wanted to visit him a few weeks ago, wasn't able to. I think he's 90 right now, and he's very, very weak, and will probably pass on in the next, maybe in the next few days or weeks. Has had a great influence on my ministry and philosophy back in the 90s. And so anyway, I want to share a picture of him at the end. And someday I would like to get record a conversation with his wife to get their testimony of how they were saved back in Peru years ago. I might have mentioned that a few weeks ago, but anyway, that's very interesting. We appreciate your prayers for Milton. He and Sarela, his wife, they had 9 children, and all 9 of them, for the first time in over 22 years, were together and with Milton for just a little bit. I think it was yesterday, as he's very, very weak. But yeah, that was almost historic. We had a delicious supper yesterday with the Alvarez, went to a buffet, and we celebrated, basically, we're celebrating 25 years working together since the mid-90s. And the Lord is, my goodness, he's blessed amazingly and just allowed us to see some very unusual things. The Alvarez, by the way, are organizing an activity for our couples this coming Saturday. And that's good. They've done 2 or 3 of them and been well attended and very much needed. Oh my, our couples, you know, our married couples not only need, you know, tremendous help and encouragement just as they live together, you know, typical issues, but they've got to figure out how to deal with all of this nonsense their kids are being taught in school and be aware of it and know how to deal with it. And so there's some huge needs there as well. Okay, well, I'm going to let it go at that. I'm going to send a couple of pictures. One will be a picture of Ian and his 2 sisters. I don't know if it's a recent picture. I don't know exactly if it's from 2 days ago or this last week or so. But continue to pray for them, and their parents are, you know, going through the difficult, you know, situations with the decisions, and just as the tumor continues to grow and have its effect. So Jonathan and Hannah, and I'll send a picture of Walter's girls on Sunday with one of our other little girls their age, little Dides. She's the one I actually started that music group for, and she's gotten a number of other kids, including the 2 girls, all excited about it. So, and then the other picture will be Milton and Sarela. So thank you for your prayers and your communication. God bless you. Have a great week.